This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Cleveland had its first event over the weekend aimed at keeping dirt bikes off the streets. Fox 8 reports about 10 dirt bike riders met Saturday at the city's municipal lot. The events are meant to encourage safety and provide an outlet for riders away from Cleveland streets. A total of 12 dirt bike events are planned for the summer. Hickory Harvest Foods in Akron is recalling certain lots of its fruit and nut mixes over potential exposure to listeria. The company is recalling 9-ounce bags of its island fruit and organic nut mixes, as well as smaller bags of raw almonds, pistachios, and honey cashews. Listeria can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in children, the elderly, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems. No illnesses have been reported. The Ohio House is set to elect Republican Ryan Smith of Gallia County as its new speaker. Acting Speaker Kirk Schering of Canton says Smith has secured the 50 votes needed to become speaker. Republicans hold a nearly 2-to-1 majority over Democrats in the House. If elected, Smith will succeed Cliff Rosenberger, who resigned abruptly last month amid talk of an FBI investigation. The vote is set for tomorrow morning. A program that helps homeless veterans get housing is expanding in Ohio. Veterans Matter started in Toledo 6 years ago, serving 35 homeless veterans. The organization has now served more than 2,000 former military personnel in Toledo, Dayton, and Cincinnati. A University of Toledo fundraiser this spring raised enough money to expand the service to Cleveland and Columbus. The program provides homeless vets with a deposit and share of first month's rent if necessary, while vets await rent vouchers through a U.S. Housing and Urban Development program. About 40,000 U.S. veterans are homeless, with about 800 in Ohio. The Cleveland Marathon is holding off declaring a winner in the men's race while a dispute is resolved over whether the winner improperly covered his racing bib. Daniel Mesfun of Eritrea was the unofficial winner in a time of about 2 hours 16 minutes with no question about whether he completed the course. But the second place finisher argued that Mesfun kept a shirt over his bib, making it unclear whether he was running the marathon or half marathon. Race officials expect a decision in the next couple of days. The women's race was won by Sarah Horbel, a fifth grade science teacher from Westlake, in a time of just under 2 hours, 52 minutes. The Ohio Senate has unanimously approved a bill preventing schools from imposing out-of-school suspensions to young students who have committed minor infractions. The Columbus Dispatch reports Ohio elementary schools have handed out 35,000 suspensions in each of the last 2 years. About half were for disruptive or disobedient behavior. Lawmakers are concerned that out-of-school suspensions serve to punish children who might be acting out in class because of trauma at home or stress caused by poverty. The Senate bill would limit suspensions and expulsions for students in pre-kindergarten through third grade. Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company officials say its third and final new technology airship could be ready for its maiden flight in late June. The Beacon Journal reports the gondola that carries crew and passengers has been placed beneath a semi-rigid airship inside the Wingfoot Lake blimp hangar in Suffield Township. Assembly of the airship began 1 year ago. And workers for Zeppelin, the German company constructing the airship, says engines are expected to arrive later this month. The company's first new technology airship, Wingfoot 1, initially flew in 2014 and is based in Florida. Wingfoot 2 first flew in 2016 and is now based in California. An Ohio monument commemorating a key victory for the United States in the War of 1812 has reopened on Lake Erie, South Bass Island. The observation deck and visiting center for the Perry's Victory and International Peace Memorial closed last year while undergoing exterior repairs and improvements to the grounds as part of a $2.4 million project. It reopened on Saturday. It commemorates the Battle of Lake Erie, led by Commodore Oliver Hazard Perry, which is considered one of the most significant naval battles in the War of 1812. Two Cleveland men are in custody for their alleged connection with two shots fired at Kalahari Resort. The incident began as a large fight, according to the Sandusky Register. Samuel McKnight Jr. and Sylvester Harris Jr. were arrested early Sunday morning when police matched their vehicle with one seen at the resort. It's not yet known if a firearm found inside the vehicle was the same one fired at the resort. No serious injuries have been reported. This is WKSU.